USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House is set to vote on a resolution condemning the Trump administration's ban on transgender people in the military. The Supreme Court ruling earlier this year in support of the ban, and the last legal obstacle was removed by a D.C. court this week. It's to take effect in April. President Trump holds an unexpected meeting at the White House yesterday with a new foreign leader's wife.
The wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, Fabiana Rosales, speaking through an interpreter, says her country is in trouble.
The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food. Hospitals are in darkness.
I'm Wendy King.
Today is Major League Baseball opening day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Seattle police say two people are dead and at least two others injured after a carjacking attempt yesterday. The incident started when a suspect approached a car, shooting the driver, critically injuring her. Then he opened fire on a city bus, injuring the driver. The suspect then opened fire on a motorist in another vehicle, killing that driver. He stole the car, fled the scene, but crashed it into another vehicle, killing that driver. The suspect's now in custody in a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. President Trump says he feels vindicated following the release of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation report, but he says there was clearly a double standard.
If the Republican Party had done this to the Democrats, if we had done this to President Obama, you'd have 100 people in jail right now and it would be treason. It would be considered treason and they'd be in jail for the rest of their lives.
The president was speaking there on Hannity on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A sword-wielding suspect is dead and two cops in California wounded after an incident at the Inglewood Church of Scientology. It began after yesterday afternoon. Reports of a suspect entering the building with a sword and a gun. When officers arrived, shots were fired. The two officers were struck, one in the hand, another in the arm. Both were taken to hospitals. They're expected to survive. The suspect reportedly shot in the head and later died at a hospital. There's no word on what his motive may have been. The Federal Trade Commission is shutting down four groups that it says were responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the groups pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help improving Google search results. The FTC says in a news release that it brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and that fighting unwanted calls remains one of the FTC's highest priorities. And as we mentioned at the top of the news, it's opening day across Major League Baseball. All 30 clubs are in action, starting with the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx and the Mets and the Nationals in D.C. The Phillies and new star Bryce Harper open at home against the Braves. And the World Series Red Sox, the champs, close out the night in Seattle. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.